Today is Saturday, May 14th, 2022, and this...
Oh, Las Vegas, you fill my heart. Thank you so much. You're beautiful. We hope to see you soon.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 830.
Las Vegas, the honor!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Welcome to our podcast that we're doing together.
Was that for me or for the audience?
It was for you.
Oh, okay.
I almost just stopped recording, so that's how this show is going to go.
All right.
That would have been a mistake. All right. We've got a few things to talk about. We've got some listener calls. Before we jump into that, let's thank our patrons. This podcast is listener-supported. By our wonderful patrons on patreon.com/500. We have a returning patron this week, Scott Tilton. Welcome back. He's going to be taking his wife to Vegas for her big 4-0 landmark birthday.
All right.
In July.
Wonderful time.
Enjoy the preparation and enjoy the trip. Hope it's wonderful. And let's thank a few patrons who've been around for a while, too. Richard Schneiderman, David Wakefield, and Jeremy Skerich. Thank you. And thank you to all of our patrons for supporting this podcast. We do appreciate it. If you, too, would like to support this nonsense that we do week in and week out, you can join the fun at patreon.com/500. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you. And we appreciate all of your kindness and support. All right, moving on. We've got some news. Some things, some updates, some things that are coming down the pike. All kinds of big fun. Let's start with Cosmopolitan. We've been talking about it a lot. We will be talking about it a lot for a while, I'm sure. And that is because the sale of Cosmopolitan to MGM Resorts is imminent. In fact, it's happening quicker than we thought. When we last spoke, we had seen that the Gaming Control Commission was going to be looking at the merger, or the acquisition, I guess, by MGM Resorts on May 19th. For some reason, that date changed to May 12th. It has happened. And without any debate or significant concern, they approved that transaction, clearing all of the regulatory hurdles so that Cosmo will become an MGM property. And the date for that is set at May 17th. So we are just 3 short days from Cosmo becoming an MGM property. Now, what will happen after that, and how fast, and in what form?
Who knows?
And as Vegas nerds, this is the part where we overanalyze every tiny bit of anything that gets seen that is slightly different or off will be reported as something because of the MGM. We will have, like, they were out of bar napkins at the sports bar.
They're no longer providing napkins.
MGM is cutting off napkins at all casino bars. There will be a lot of that kind of, I noticed that the Henry was closed last night, and it'll be because they're replacing the carpeting or something, but yeah, all kinds of stuff. So we have that to look forward to. We will, of course, keep an eye on it. One nice thing that the current owners, Blackstone, did for its employees that you may have heard about or seen because it got a ton of publicity. They gave a $5,000 bonus to all of their employees.
Good.
As their way of saying, don't blame us for what's going to happen.
Thank you and good luck.
Yeah. So $27 million bucks they invested in bonuses for their 5,400 employees, which is a nice gesture at the very least. I'm sure that they will all be happy to receive that. So there you go. They, of course, are still owners of the land, but will not be running the actual business. That will fall on MGM Resorts. So, I imagine that over the next few months, we'll be discussing changes to the Players Club and the sports book and
the restaurant lineup. But
yeah, I think the restaurant one, that'll be a slower, longer thing, because who knows how long the leases are for those things.
Yeah.
Oh, in fact, that brings something up. One of the things that was reported as a result of the commission meeting, the MGM execs said, and this surprised a lot of people, that the partnership with Marriott will continue for Cosmopolitan. I think the assumption was that that would go away because the MGM properties are not affiliated with Marriott. I'm guessing it's a contractual thing that they have to run it out, or else it would have been too, like the penalties would have been too stiff or whatever.
So if you're a Marriott rewards member?
Maybe, who knows? It might be a couple years. Yeah. I have no idea. Or maybe they're interested in MGM jumping into a long-term deal with Marriott. I don't know. But for now, it is still a Marriott property. So that'll make some people happy because I know certainly there are people who like to earn and spend points there. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We'll keep an eye on all of these things as changes occur. And if you do see things that you believe may be a result of the MGM takeover, feel free to report them. What the hell?
Yep.
We'll take them all.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go, yeah, maybe. So here, that's happening. There's no stopping it now.
They're replacing STK with McDonald's.
I don't know that they would go down to a McDonald's level, but
Chipotle maybe.
High-end steakhouse to Chipotle. Who knows?
I'm just throwing things out and seeing if it hits the wall.
Here's the thing, though. MGM, the one thing that gives me, and I think we've discussed this before, that gives me a little bit of solace about this transaction is that MGM does have good restaurants.
Yes.
So even if some of the restaurants do end up changing, I'm confident that MGM will bring in good operators and they will continue to have a really good restaurant lineup. So
there are things I certainly hope they keep. Sheena Poblano.
Yep, I agree. Time will tell. So we'll see how this all unfolds, and we will be discussing it. Down the strip at Resorts World, there are some restaurant changes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you have something?
This is kind of Vegas related.
Oh, okay.
So Milk Bar in Cosmo.
Milk Bar in Cosmo. I'm very familiar with it.
They have ice cream pints available
at a grocery store near you.
Yes, or near us anyway.
If you're a fan of Milk Bar, the birthday cake ice cream.
Oh,
I would go so far as saying, because I'm not a huge cake guy, I like cake.
You like pie more.
I like pie more. But I would say that the birthday cake Milk Bar ice cream is better than actual birthday cake. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Of those that you've brought home or that we've brought home from the grocery store, that's the one that I've latched onto. The others, eh.
Oh, that's good because I like the birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
But my heart belongs to that toasted marshmallow cornflake situation.
Yeah, that one I thought was fine, but it didn't get me as much as...
Oh, that one has a hold on me.
I just like the joy in digging into the pint of birthday cake ice cream and getting a big chunk of frosting.
Yes.
That's
what gets you?
Yeah. Yeah. When you get that, that's the like surprise little, oh, I got a ribbon of frosting.
Mm-hmm.
It's delightful. So there you go. They're not sponsoring this podcast, but if they want to send us free ice cream, we'll take it.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so if you aren't able to be in Vegas and have a birthday cake shake, which I have had before, those are delicious.
Yep.
Then look for them at a grocery store near you.
That's a good off-topic what's the word?
Off-topic topic.
I like that tangent. That's a good tangent. All right, moving along. Let's talk about Resorts World a little bit. There are some restaurant changes happening down there, as there have been often lately. Vegas Changes has reported on a couple, and the first one is one of the restaurants that we were discussing in passing, I believe, a week or two ago, and that is Tacos El Cabron. That is their taco stand, which is out in front of Resorts World, I believe, out of a couple shipping containers. I think they have that, and they've got, a Fat Tuesday shipping container out there as well. But that taco place has been controversial lately. There's been some regulatory attention, we'll say, being paid to that because of allegations, as yet unconfirmed, that the ownership may have some criminal elements to them. So don't know if that is part of why this place has closed, but it is closed. It is gone. I would think maybe that's part of it, or it could be because it's located across the street from like three legit taco joints. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got
Tacos El Gordo.
Tacos El Gordo, and I think there's like a Tacos El Pastor. And there's a few of them over there. Mm-hmm. And they have big followings and good reputations. And if people know about those, they're probably going to wander across the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I would.
I don't know what the reason is. I feel like they might have, I don't know, having that out front might have been bad placement. Like it might have been
better inside.
Yeah, if you're going to have a taco place, you might want to have it not in direct sight of the like legit Tijuana taco stand directly across the street, but I don't know. So there you go. Now, some good news is that they have extended the hours of Suns Out Buns Out, which that had, I think when it first opened, I think that had extended hours, and then they crunched them way down and it was only open, I think, for breakfast, and now they've expanded it again, and I think that's necessary. I think they need to have a place like that open all the time, or most of the time. It's open 7 a.m. to 4 a.m. now. So, as I've said for, we were talking about Cosmo, Egg Slut.
Yes.
It always puzzles me, like, how is that not open late at night?
Right.
That type of restaurant is the perfect place late at night because people want drunk food coming out of the club. It seems like they're just leaving so much money on the table.
Yep.
So for Resorts World, the fact they are going to stay open till 4 a.m. with this place, I've got to think that that will do well. So good for them. I'm glad they made that decision. So there you go. That's what's happening at Resorts World as they continue to tweak. They're coming up on their first anniversary here in June.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right. Another restaurant note. This also from Vegas Changes. They report that there have been some employment ads placed in the Las Vegas area for Jack Binion's Steak. We've speculated this would become a thing because with the Bally's transition to Horseshoe coming up, it makes sense that they would have some of the stuff that the other Horseshoe locations around the country have. Yep. And typically a Jack Binion Steakhouse is one of the things that they have. So when they said that they were going to be turning over their restaurant lineup, and I don't remember how many restaurants they're going to have, three or four, we figured that this would be one of them. And indeed it appears that is happening. So they have not officially announced it, but they're hiring people. So that would tell me
that it's happening.
That is happening. Something else we talked about last week was the opening of Sand Dollar downtown at Plaza. Several listeners have reported on that on our Facebook group, and it looks great. Like, the design of it's really nice.
Yeah.
They've got video poker in there. It's not good pay tables. Like, you know, the Plaza bars have decent pay tables. The one in there doesn't, but they've got something if you want to play.
Yeah.
You know, they've got live music going every day. If you go to their website now, they have a schedule up, and you can see the bands that are playing, and they're local bands and stuff, but it's like, cool. That's cool. And I have high hopes for that place.
Good.
There have been a lot of stumbles at Plaza over the years, but I think like that seems like it should do well. So I hope it does.
I hope so too.
And I'm glad that the people who've checked it out already have been reporting that it's a pretty good addition. But anyway, I had said that I wanted to place the over under for changing the hours, reducing the hours, because originally it was 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. every day, and I said there's no fucking way that it's going to stay 4 a.m. And indeed, I said June 15th they would change it. They've already changed it. If you go to the website, and we received a report from one of our listeners who was there, John H., they've changed it now, although they didn't technically reduce their hours. They shifted their hours and added an hour. So they close earlier, but they're open earlier. So now their hours are 2 p.m. to 3 a.m. So there you go. I still think that 3 a.m. is probably, maybe on weekends, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I still think that on weeknights, that's going to end up getting shifted to like 1:30, 2. Time will tell. But it's probably good that they're opening earlier in the day, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I look forward to checking that out. That will be a priority on an upcoming trip for sure. So, and thanks to people who have reported on that. I know Magoo posted some pictures on our page of, they have like a beer vending machine that has like dive bar beers, and one of them is a mystery beer. You don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, wow.
I kind of like that they're doing that. That's kind of a neat thing.
What are some of the beers?
It's like Schlitz and Old Milwaukee. And
PBR?
Yeah, PBR. It's your dive bar crap beers. I think they're $6 each.
Okay.
It's a novelty thing to have a beer vending machine. So, again, I like that move. It's kind of kitschy. Kind of cool. So hooray for the addition of Sand Dollar at Plaza. All right, some new stuff is coming to Strat, the Stratosphere. I don't know if they're completely, I guess they've completely ditched Stratosphere as the name and are just the Strat. Whatever. The Review Journal reports on a couple new
things.
Are
they going to put a giant Stratocaster guitar to compete with the...
to confuse people?
The hard rock guitar.
Maybe they will. They've been going for a rock and roll tip lately. They got, you know, Sammy coming in. Mm-hmm. They've got Cheap Trick playing there on occasion. They're going for more of a rock vibe. In fact, one of these new additions has a rock element to it. Mm-hmm. They've got two new restaurants coming in. One is from comic George Lopez. I didn't know he was in the restaurant game, but apparently he is. He has a Mexican restaurant called Chingon. I don't know if I'm sure I'm butchering that. Chingon? I don't know.
Chingon?
I don't know. Anyway, Chingon Kitchen opening by the end of the year at the Strat. And then Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons from Kiss, who will put their name and logo on absolutely anything, they are going to be opening a Rockin' Brews late next year. And that is, they have other locations. It's like a sports bar menu.
Okay.
So a beer bar and burgers and sandwiches and wings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but that's not coming until late 2023, which is really weird that they would
announce it.
Well, I don't know if it's been officially announced or what. It's in Johnny Katz's gossip column, but yeah, so that's coming. I don't know why it would be so far out. Maybe they're opening it in conjunction with that second tier Top Golf that they're putting behind the place, because that's coming in like, they announced it, but it's like coming in 2027. Uh-huh. No, it's not that far out, but it's, so I don't know
what. But it might as well be.
I'm not sure what's with the long lead times. But anyway, some new stuff coming to the Strat, so that's good too. A couple entertainment notes. Silk Sonic, they have a residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. That's been getting good reviews too.
Yep.
So that's Bruno Mars and Anderson Paak. Is that his name? They're kind of like 70s soul shtick.
It looks fun.
It looks like a fun show, and I know we've had some listeners who've seen that and said it was really cool. So they have added some dates. They're doing right now. They already have a bunch of shows left in May, but they're adding 9 shows in August as well. So if you are interested in seeing them and didn't get around to seeing them this spring, they are sticking around for a while. So that's good news. So there you go. One other entertainment note. There's a new show coming to Sahara on Thursdays and Fridays called Reckless in Vegas. That is the name of the band. It's a 3-piece kind of loungy act. They're going to be moving over to Sahara in late June, I believe June 30th. And I watched like they have kind of a trailer for their show and stuff. They do like rock versions of classic like Rat Pack act songs and Elvis songs and Frankie Valli songs and stuff like that. It's novel. It's not like...
Is it like a reverse modern jukebox? Or postmodern jukebox?
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of going for that. Although it's not like, yeah, and I think I like that better. Mm-hmm. I like doing the old style of
a new song rather than a new style of an old song.
Yeah, so they're like, I think that their marketing shtick, they said it's like, if the Rat Pack met Green Day, I'm like, well, Green Day, you're being a little generous. But so it's a heavier rock sound, but with older songs, and it's fine. I don't know. I'm not going to go out of my way to see this, but they're trying to do a 60s Vegas lounge show type shtick, but with a modern feel to it. So to me, it seemed like more like a wedding band, which is not ideal. Anyway.
But if anybody sees it and checks it out, let us know.
They seem to be fine musicians and stuff. Check out their website. You can just search for Reckless in Vegas. Ticket details are not yet available. It is on the Sahara website. They just don't have the specifics yet. So
I like the idea of the return of the lounge band.
Yes, I do too. This one just, for some reason, just...
doesn't hit you?
I don't know. The shtick of it didn't... And I'm fine with a Vegas shtick. This one just, for some reason, this didn't grab me as...
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I do like the... I like the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's coming to Sahara. If you are interested in such things, find details on the Sahara website. So that's about it for updates this week. We do have a bunch of phone calls that we've been meaning to get to. Shall we get caught up and hear what our listeners have been up to?
Sure.
All right.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. This is Eric from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hello, Eric.
I'm here in Las Vegas, first time since January of 2019 for work, the Dell World Conference with a few days tacked on at the end for fun. So I got here last night, checked out the Mirage, which is where I am for the first four nights. I got here late last night, about 9:30, and as much as I begged and pleaded, there were no room upgrades to be had. The only thing I could get was a room on the fourth floor overlooking, quote unquote, the pool. Mm-hmm. But what it really looked at was the roof of the casino, the HVAC units, and a tiny, tiny sliver of the pool at the very edge. So I left that alone last night, went and did a little gambling. That made me feel a little better. Doubled my money on some video poker at O'Shea's, which was rocking and lively. That was a lot of fun. But then this morning I thought, like, I'm going to go back to the desk and just see. So as of 8 o'clock this morning, the clerk on duty mysteriously was able to find me a one-bedroom tower facing the pool and the strip. She wanted $150 a night for it. I talked her down to 100, and we're happy. Seriously doubt that, and she let me have the room right away. So I seriously doubt that as of 8 o'clock this morning, somebody had already checked out and left, and the room had been cleaned, so I'm not really sure what happened there. Moral of the story is, I guess, if you don't like the answer you get from the front desk clerk, go back and try somebody else. That's it for now. Today was just Del World stuff. I had breakfast at the pantry at Mirage this morning, which was serviceable, if nothing special, and I'll call back later in the week when I get to some more of the fun stuff. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that. We will be hearing more from Eric several times
cool.
in this voicemail segment that we are presenting now. Happy that you're able to return to Las Vegas after a long layoff. That's wonderful. Hope that it all went well, and we will hear more about it soon. All right. Our old friend Melanie was in Las Vegas. Love to hear from her.
Hey.
Here she is.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. This is Melanie calling you from fabulous Las Vegas. In fact, my room here at the El Cortez Hotel. Out of the blue, got a freebie offer from El Cortez, Main Street, Golden Gate. I haven't been to these places in a while, but I'm happy to use it. Also, they are still doing their Southwest boarding pass thing where you get, if you show them your Southwest boarding pass, you get a $25 match play and I believe $10 free play. Ooh, and I had free play last night and I won like $500, but it was after midnight, so I don't think it counts. Anyway, booked a tower room. I'm like, hey, do you think I could have a room across the street at the, I don't even know what it's called, at the kind of retro room? And he's like, no, the towers are much nicer. Don't take that advice. They may be nicer. They may be slightly bigger. However, I have a beautiful view of the strip and kind of downtown Fremont East, which is lively and fun. However, I can hear all the fun they're having without me. So if you're boring like me, you like old school decor and being able to take the stairs to your room and it being super quiet, I highly recommend the Cabana Suites. That's what it's called. I just love those. I think they're so funky and weird. Oh my gosh, this weekend has been quite a surprise. It turns out that Dr. Taylor, Chris Magoo, Eric Rosenthal, we saw Jadan, we saw, what did we see, Randy. Anyway, multiple people happened to play in trips, solo trips, at the very same time. So we have all like kind of word of mouth met up with each other. We just had a meetup at the plaza where we played video poker. And just let me thank you for bringing this community together. Goo and I had a great conversation about how none of us would know each other if it wasn't for this wonderful community. And when Vegas got taken away, he talked about all the cool things he invested all his time and energy and his Vegas energy into and kind of what his wife did with that time and extra resources. So anyway, and you know, as someone pointed out in the group, you know, who knew if we'd ever see each other again, because everything was done. Vegas is done. So Vegas is back. Fremont, I feel like, is way more mental than it ever has been. So yeah, it's very Vegas-y. Anyway, we've had a great time here. Lots of 9-6 Jacks are better over at Plaza, if anybody's interested in that, not so at Main Street. By the way, we do have 9-6 Black, Jacks are better in Blackhawk, Colorado, but yeah, nobody's interested in that. All right, love the show, guys, and I was hyped to listen to it as I packed for this trip. Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you so much for your update. Yeah, yeah. Melanie sent me a picture of their plaza get together.
Cool.
Like, oh, that's really cool. Like a bunch of people from some of our former events happened mm-hmm. to be there at the same time and got together and
hung out.
Happy coincidence. Yeah. So awesome. Glad you had a chance to hang out. And thank you for that report. We will be hearing more from her in a little bit as well. So the someone on our Facebook group, I think it might have been Vespajet, Stephen uh-huh. Brown. I think he stayed in the Cabana Suites and I asked how they're holding up.
Yeah, because it seemed like they've been in need of maintenance, maybe?
Well, the last time we stayed there was 2018. I had to look to see how long it's been. So it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. I remember that trip.
And and he said they're still looking good.
Good.
Yeah. A little bit of wear, but not too bad. So that's good.
Good.
Because I like... They're not huge, but they're comfortable.
But they're spacious. And they're quiet. And they're quiet. Yeah.
I do like staying in those rooms. So I was happy to hear that they're keeping them up fairly well.
Yeah, I like the decor.
It's a little weird. It's, you know, you got your bright green walls and stuff, but
and
it's
the
nice.
Lobby. I love the lobby for some reason.
It's a cool lobby.
It's small, but it's just well decorated. And yeah.
It's nice. All right, moving along. But yeah, they've updated their rooms at in the tower as well. Yeah. And those look great too. So kudos to El Cortez for refreshing their stuff. I think they're doing their I don't know what they might be called, like their vintage rooms or something. Okay. They're the original rooms that you take the steps up from the casino to. They're redoing those now too.
Okay.
So I'm glad that they're updating everything. Yes. That's great.
Now if they update their video poker tables, be better.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Next call.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Tracy from Baltimore here. My first ever live report calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Disclaimer, we are at the airport getting ready to get on a flight to go home, but I'm still in Las Vegas, so I'm going to count.
It counts.
I was trying to call earlier, and to be honest, was just having too much goddamn fun. Anyway, we had a three-night stay out here for my birthday. Had a great time. A couple highlights. Went skydiving out in Jean. Nevada was fun, just like Keanu Reeves in Point Break. I jumped out of an airplane without a parachute.
With a president's mask on?
I strapped on my back, did have one on. Okay, sounds weird when I say it that way. Anyway, it was quite the rush. It was a good time. Other highlights, 8 East, again, just an amazing meal. Splurged for the lobster fried rice, amazing. Thanks to the caller that recommended the green beans recently. Those were really good. And our bartender, Christy, was just amazing. Fun, engaging, funny, made some great recommendations. Another great experience I had never been to before was the ski lodge inside Super Frico in Cosmo. Yes, I know, another speakeasy in Cosmo. But they had a layered drink with like a cold base and a warm coffee liqueur foam top. Big contrast, good flavor, just amazing, amazing drink. Really loved it. And then, had never been to Scarpetta for happy hour before. It's a small menu, but just try it all. It's all amazing. Biggest letdown of the trip was SW Steakhouse. Tim, I know you're not a fan of the frogs. I like some of the other, like, light, water, and music shows, but, had a great experience there last year for my birthday. I was trying to make it a tradition. Big letdown this year. Just, service mediocre. Food was average, and the prices have gone way up. Looking for a new tradition for next year. I don't know. That's all for now. I'll probably call up another report later in the week once I've digested it all and got some of this alcohol out of my system. Have a good one. Cheers.
All right. Thanks for your report. Were you able to catch what the last place he was talking about?
No, I was going to ask you.
I wasn't sure. My hearing isn't great, and I listened to it a couple times and couldn't tell what he was talking about. So, oh well. But maybe I know right before we started recording the show, I saw a couple calls come in that I think were from him. So I think we'll have some other information from him on one of our next couple shows.
Cool.
So thank you for that report. Do appreciate it.
Is Scarpetta the place with that really good calamari?
I think it is. Okay. Yes. I never made it back there after having it that one time, and
it's on the list.
Might have to do that just in case MGM wipes it out and puts something else in. That'll be the big... The calamari's gone. This is all about MGM. They hate squid. All right, moving along. Let's check in with Eric again.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Eric from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hey, Eric.
In the middle of my 6-night stay here in Vegas after 3.5 years gone. Work trip for Del World, but that essentially ends tonight. And then I'm on my own for another 3 nights, which is great. Loving the suite at the Mirage that I mentioned on the last call. You know, the only one negative has been mentioned on your show many times before is that the Beatles wrap is on the outside of the windows on the 5, you know, top floors of the building. So the nicest rooms, the suites, have the kind of most obstructed view. So you look out at this gorgeous, you know, center strip view, and it feels like you need cataract surgery a little bit because everything's fuzzy. There's not a whole lot of signs yet of anything changing. You know, obviously the changeover to the Hard Rock is not in the swing of it yet. I talked to a bartender last night. I remember one time one guy wrote a book and said that Vegas bartenders and cab drivers were the absolute best sources of information for things like this.
Always.
So I did talk to my bartender at SAC last night, who's worked with the Mirage for 12 years, and they've essentially been told nothing. He doesn't know if they'll close for a while. He doesn't know what restaurants will be retained, what employees will be retained. So that bomb will probably get dropped on them at the last minute. I spent a couple of hours today and yesterday out at the Mirage Pool, which is as gorgeous as it's always been. You know, typically there's a little bit of trouble finding chairs. You got towel hogs, leave their towels on the chairs all day, but it wasn't too bad this trip. Thanks to some people I work with, I got to go to a happy hour at Chica at the Venetian on Monday night. I had never been there before. So it was a happy hour menu. It was only appetizers and drinks, not the full menu, but really liked everything I had, really some super creative drinks too. So I'd be excited to go back and try that place again. And then, as I mentioned, dinner at Stack last night, which is an old favorite and always really good. I did spend a few hours at Cosmo the other night, you know, trying to get in before maybe MGM changes some things. And I, like a lot of your listeners, I'm worried about what MGM will do to the place. But I just want to say, maybe they can, like, just take the cutesiness 10% and that would be okay with me. So, like, specifically, like, does there need to be a barbershop on the casino floor? Like, is that just one sort of level of cuteness too far? Bond was always such a great bar, right off the strip, high energy. And, you know, now they've replaced it with barbershop that's like, doesn't even open, I think, till 9 or 10 o'clock. And then you got to stand outside and wait for the bouncer to let you in. It's sealed off from the casino floor. And I think it's a much poorer use of that space. So anyway, that's it. Talk to you again later in the week. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that report. Appreciate it. Chica is a place that I had looked at the menu for when I was evaluating brunch options before our previous trip. I'm kind of intrigued by that place. It looks pretty good. And it's run by the same people who run Yardbird, which is where we ended up going.
There you go.
So I'm glad to hear a good report on that. Might have to add that one to the to-do
to
list.
To the
one
eventual
of these days.
List, yeah.
Yep. All right. Thanks for that call. We will hear more from him in a little bit. In the meantime, next call.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, another trip report. Back from OKC, stayed downtown again in mid-April. Went with my dad for the first time. It's his first time being out back in Vegas in over 15 years.
Wow.
A couple of good things that stick out. Good happy hour at the Cadillac Grill at the Golden Nuggets. Really good food at a good price. Also got to enjoy Magnolias for the first time at the Four Queens. Service was a little slow, but overall it was a good value and good experience. And it was pretty cool sitting above the casino floor eating. Went to Del Cortez, had my first time bad experience there. It was really mostly just at the Players Club. Like I said, my dad hasn't been out to Vegas in over 15 years, and they made it sound like he was trying to rob the place by using two different coupons at the same time, which a simple no would have been fine, but they just made it feel like we were trying to do something really wrong. Still enjoyed the gambling down there.
I'm just going to pause it. El Cortez, I like El Cortez. We've had a lot of fun times there.
But
I know I've talked about this before, but sometimes it just feels like complete amateur hour there,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
Are you thinking about the time you went to the cage to?
It's happened twice.
Cash in.
Yeah, I had a nice. It wasn't a hand pay, but right. It was a series of decent hits where I had a ticket out for couple grand or something,
yeah.
And took it to the cage, and you'd think that it was the first time they ever saw such a gigantic payout. They had mm-hmm. There was paperwork. They had to call a manager. It was ridiculous, and it wasn't taxable.
And it wasn't. Yeah,
there was. Yeah, and the second time it happened, I think I asked someone. I'm like, "This is really unusual. What's the deal with this?" And mm-hmm. I think they said that there was an employee.
Who got
theft situation at some or some,
so they
but it was
had to,
several years ago, and ever since then they've been like super uptight about it. It's like, well, fucking
yeah,
figure your shit out, but don't put it on your customers.
Exactly,
make them
yeah,
that,
like, it change took, like, your processes so it doesn't happen again. But
in my
don't
mind,
make the customer have to deal with that.
In my mind, it took like 10 minutes to get a payout at the cage
yeah.
because they had to call like.
It was an excessively long time.
They couldn't find the right person who had to come and sign off on it. It was weird. So that reminds me of that. Like, mm-hmm. they would be completely put off by something that's not that strange. Even if it's a no, fine, it's a no, but...
But don't be dicks about it.
Or don't, yeah, like, I don't know, it just seems very odd. So, anyway, moving on.
Downtown Grand, still a great value for gamblers. It would be nice if it was a little more busy there, just to have more tables open, but the dealers are great, and when they do have tables open, it's a great time. Went to Ellis Island for the Village Pub Cafe for breakfast. It was a really good value during the middle of the week. Ate at the bar and was really just surprised how good the food really was. We spent less than $20 for two good meals. I think the secret's out kind of on that casino. It has been for a while. Table games there, really any time of day you go, are always busy, which isn't a bad thing. But just again, if you went to Ellis Island 5 years ago, it's really busy since back then. I would say my dad's favorite thing to do on the trip though was to play Sigma Derby at the D. Just a really great and unique machine that brings a really interesting group of people together. Fun quarter game that is just a good way to pass a couple of hours and just a really, really cool experience. It's the first time I've sat down and done that for a prolonged period of time. And then heading back out next month for the World Series of Poker, which should be interesting. First time it'll be at the Bally's Paris on the Strip. And so trying to figure out the best place to stay, but it'll be nice not having to be at the Rio any longer. Thanks for what you do.
All right. Thank you for your call. Appreciate that update.
So I think we have mixed feelings about El Cortez.
Mixed?
Yeah.
I'm not mixed on it. And you know what? Actually, what he said contributes to why I'm down on the place.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's busy there all the time now. Like, that was part of why I was having a miserable...
Ellis Island, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying El Cortez because we were like, yay, Cabana Suites, boo, weird customer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I agree on that.
Ellis Island?
But yeah, Ellis Island, the fact that it was busy. Like, for me, when I had gone there before, I found it more tolerable when it was not super busy.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, busy and also kind of a pain in the ass and just, I don't know.
I just remember your last experience there.
Oh, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, no, this isn't for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I get why people like it, that there's some value to be had there. For me, it's like,
it's not fun anymore.
I don't want to traipse over here for a fucking $8 chunk of leather. They call a filet cut steak. Anyway, moving along, let's get back to Eric and see what else he has to tell us.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. This is Eric from Charleston, Virginia. I'm sitting at the airport waiting for my flight out after my 6-night trip. As I mentioned on the previous call, Del World finished up on Wednesday night with a concert by Gary A. Clark Jr. and Weezer. A good show. There was some conference stuff on Thursday morning that I did not bother to go to. So on Thursday, as far as I'm concerned, I was on vacation. I left the Mirage and moved over to Delano, my first day there. I bit the bullet and went ahead and paid for early check-in on a transition day like that. I figured it would be helpful. So I got over there about 11 o'clock, and they had a room ready for me. They gave me a quote-unquote upgrade to one of their Staywell suites on the 14th floor. These have the air purifier in the bedroom and the infuser in the shower that does something. And then, I don't know, overnight a witch comes in and puts crystals under your pillow or something. I don't really know. It was a fine room. I don't think the Staywell amenities meant a whole lot to me. But really nice space, separate living and dining areas. They didn't have anything with strip view available when I checked in, so they gave me a stadium view room, which was kind of cool. I could see Allegiant out the window and, the interstate and the mountains beyond that. So kind of a different view than the strip view that I had at Mirage, but that was okay. It was interesting to look at. I spent a lot of time at Mandalay Bay's pool complex. Again, first time I had been at Mandalay at all. Pools are really nice. They were crazy crowded, especially once the weekend began. But, never really a problem finding a chair, especially since it was just me. A little bit of problem finding shade. There's not a lot of shade out there, and so I chased the shade around a little bit. Delano does have its own, quote-unquote, private pool. I will tell you that at the entrance closest to the bar, the door was propped open to that pool area the entire time I was there, and nobody ever checked room keys there. At the front entrance, they were, but at the back entrance, they were not. Gambling went fairly decently this trip, although video poker was surprisingly unfriendly to me. But I played live roulette for the first time ever. I played, the electronic rapid roulette and the other single single player versions before, but I had a lot of fun playing on real tables at Park MGM and at the D and at Mandalay. The Park and Mandalay tables were quite good to me. The table at the D stole my money very, very quickly. Minimums were $15 on the strip on weeknights, and that went up to $25 on the weekend. I was at the D on Friday night, and so it was a $25 minimum there as well. I watched the Kentucky Derby at the Mandalay Bay Book. That was fun, always fun to be in a sports book for a big event like that. I put a little money on a long shot, which unfortunately did not pan out, but it was still cool to watch the race there. All right, I'll call back with some final thoughts on downtown from this trip.
All right, thanks for that report. We will hear from him one more time before we go. Appreciate that update. Now, a couple weeks ago, we were discussing the Travel Lodge on the Las Vegas Strip, mm-hmm. and we got a report. Now, unfortunately, this came in two different calls, and for some reason, the first call, it was from the same number, so I know mm-hmm. it was the same person, but like there was no actual audio.
Oh.
For some reason, they left a message, and there was nothing there. I don't know what caused that, but it happened. So we only have the second part of the call,
okay.
but it still discusses, and I think just from this, you get a flavor for the Travel Lodge experience, so here we go.
Shit, I jerk rambled. Anyways, it's Corey from Seattle again about Travel Lodge. To wrap up the whole thing about Travel Lodge, you know, in Better Call Saul, when Nacho is in the Mexican shady motel and the cartel's coming to get him, it's kind of that place, is how it feels. So I kind of felt like if I had to escape, I could push out the air conditioner and jump out the window and escape, but that's pretty much the quality of the hotel. Also, if you're trying to leave, I think, checking out, you cannot get back in 2007, you could not get a taxi, so you had to walk to Pont Hollywood. And if your flight was at 5 a.m., you're walking very drunk and very tired to Pont Hollywood, from Travel Lodge. And it was just sad. It was sad. It was very sad. So, you know, that said, hey, if that's your cup of tea. At Travel Lodge. Hi, I'm Corey Neely, and I'm at the Travel Lodge. Don't use this part of it. Never mind. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that report. Sorry we didn't have the first part of it. I don't know what happened there, but appreciate. I think we got the flavor of it mm-hmm. from that short review.
Yes.
I don't think we'll be booking at Travel Lodge on the Las Vegas Strip anytime soon.
Okay.
Unless you really, really
no, no, I'm good.
Okay.
They have a spa there.
Depends what you consider a spa. Not intentionally. All right. Let's hear from Melanie again.
Hello. It's Melanie from Colorado calling in with a few Vegas tips. There is a website called nocovernightclubs.com, and it is a wonderful resource. I got into Circa for free today. I don't know if guys can do it, but if you go to their website, it'll have day clubs, nightclubs. But if you go to day clubs, Circa pool is listed. And for women, they can get in free, and they get two free drink tickets. The drink tickets are worth any drink under $13. So the frozen drinks or nice drinks, they're more than $13, like $15. So you can't just add on. You have to just get like a beer or something like that. So, but they do have coconut water too. So if you want to just hydrate. Also, you can get into, for example, Wet Republic. If you don't really want to go to Wet Republic, it'll still get you into the MGM pool and you can float around the Lazy River. Another thing I would, your listeners might want to take advantage of is the D offers a $50 match play for Southwest boarding pass. There's no, I don't think there's a limit on those. El Cortez does the same thing where they give you a $25 match play, $10 free play, a free drink. I think that's it. Anyway, they're so weird. I want some ice cream bar. I didn't go get it. If anyone is going to El Cortez in the next week, wants my ice cream bar, let me know.
I have had the ice cream. So that's a frequent giveaway at yes. El Cortez. They've behind the Players Club counter, they've got a big freezer full of ice cream bars. And I don't know if it's a certain number of points or if it's on the spin. I think it's on the spin game on their kiosks. You put a certain number of points on, you get a spin, and every once in a while you'll get a free ice cream bar. And yes, I have redeemed my free ice cream bar at.
And how was it?
It was fine. It was like, you know, just your basic
vanilla covered with chocolate.
Yeah, it was fine.
On a stick.
Uh-huh. It's nice on a hot summer day. Have a nice cool
treat.
Ice creamy treat at El Cortez. I love the El Cortez promotions like that though.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, even when we're not going, I like to look at their promotions online.
Mm-hmm. Do they do pie anymore?
No, I think the I think the pandemic has put an end to
the free pie.
They did free pizza too. Remember when they had the pizza place in there? They would go around with a cart, and you could have free pizza on certain days. So I haven't seen that come back, but yeah, their promotions. It's
ice cream's probably individually wrapped, a little more sanitary.
Yeah, and it's just behind the counter. Yeah. It's a whole different thing. But they have get a six pack of beer, for a certain number of points.
Weren't
like
they
that.
Doing a pack of smokes for a while? Ongoing
thing. You have a choice of for a certain number of points you get. I think it's like $10 at Subway or a pack of smokes or
like a bottle of liquor.
That's some entertaining old school Vegas promotion there when they're still giving away cigarettes in the casino. All right, back to Mel.
Anyway, I just love it though. Another bizarre thing about El Cortez is the music switched at some point. I got in very late. My flight was about an hour late last night, so I probably got in at 1 or 2 a.m. And they were playing great music. I love the Sinatra stuff, too, but it's like they play the same four songs over and over, which is fine. But, oh, my gosh, the music was great, and it sounded great, and I really enjoyed it. And I think that's why I stayed up very late, and she's played everything I wanted to, and it was so fun. So do you have a $10 single deck that Magoo and I played, and it was really fun. Okay, about the boarding pass. If you take your Southwest boarding pass to the desk at the D, they will give you two $25 match play chips that you can use on even money bets only. I use mine at Blackjack, one, lost one. I flew in on Frontier, but I always have a backup flight booked with my points on Southwest a couple hours after. In this case, I couldn't. It was booked the next morning. But as soon as I'm on the plane, I cancel it, keep my boarding pass, show it, and get the goods. So I don't think anyone does anything for Frontier that I'm aware of. But anyway, check out the no cover night.
I think the El Cortez one is for any boarding pass.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. So I think it's Allegiant at Golden Gate, Southwest at the D, and any boarding pass at
El Cortez.
I believe that's... And somebody called about that a week or two ago as well. So go back and listen to that one for clarification.
Because that is a great way to get into pools for free if you just want to lounge. However, the Circle Pool, I was really looking forward to going there at twilight, and I went back up there to kind of check out the NBA playoffs going on right now. And it's the Suns versus the Grizzlies. I was excited to watch it and just stretch out on one of those lounge chairs, which would have been great, except they have a DJ, and she's wonderful. However, it's so loud, even at the pool, like you wouldn't be able to. All right, got cut off. And I realize I sound like I'm one of those people becoming their parents on that insurance commercial, but seriously, it's so loud, and I like that kind of music. I don't know. Derek's definitely got a lock on the loud music, as we all know, but it is a very beautiful complex, and that's one way you could check it out. Apparently, that very long, was it, three-story escalator that goes up to the pool, I guess people are getting a little too rowdy when they try to leave or falling down that escalator, so be very careful. If you and your friends have been living it up, when you're coming down that escalator, there is a service elevator you can use if that thing freaks you out that has been utilized a lot. So anyway, just a couple tips there. Yep, that's right. Just the tip. It's good to see Vegas back and rocking because it most definitely is. For some reason, by the way, Circa gives me a $40 food thing to use. I've done it for like the whole year and I've used it a few times. I really do love Saginaw's Deli. I know there's a lot of mixed reviews and people love 8 East, but I get the Reuben and it's amazing. So highly recommend. Also their chopped salad, quite good. All right. Thanks guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the report and the tips. Yes. Appreciate that.
I have like 3 thoughts.
Okay. Is one of them about the escalator?
No, but you go ahead.
Well,
was it the woman climbing down the middle?
Yeah, we were going up the escalator, and there was a woman like between, was it along the side or between the escalator? I think it was
between.
And
her family was with her, and they were laughing their asses off. So she didn't seem to be in any danger, but.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I think she made it okay, but it was not a good idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can get hurt on those things.
They're a little steep.
What were your thoughts?
Saginaw's added some stuff to their menu. I know you're excited about the avocado toast.
I like the sandwiches. I just haven't liked breakfast there.
Yeah, the sandwiches are awesome. They added, I don't know if they've always had these.
Okay.
But I think they added some chips with like cheese and brisket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's intriguing. But their sandwiches are wonderful. They're huge.
They're not huge. They market them as huge.
I always have to take half of mine
they're
away.
They're large. They're not like they're good size. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they're like it's not like at what was the fucking deli at Mirage from New York?
Carnegie.
It's not like Carnegie.
Okay.
Where you've got
I find them to be large.
3 inches of meat. I think we have a title for this show, don't
I think we?
We
do.
All right. Continue with your other thoughts, please.
El Cortez, terrible, terrible music. We're usually just in there during the day. Oh, that fucking song.
What is that fucking piece of shit? It's in Stand By Me.
The song about the Robin.
Rock and Robin. I fucking hate that song. It's on every time. That, and then you got like a little Deuce Coupe.
I was going to say, you get some sort of Beach Boys situation.
It's like the worst music of that era.
It's like, yeah. Like, let's play a bunch of wacky 50s
And then once
stuff.
In a while you get, a Rat Pack song. And you're like, good, Sinatra or something. But
yeah.
Then it gets back into some fucking rub-a-dub-dub shit.
Mm-hmm. Yakety Yak. Yeah. Not Yakety Sax, which might be depending on how the gambling is going.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they have that transition like at Planet Hollywood where they would stop with the club music and it would suddenly turn to
Steve Miller Band.
Yeah. That was always an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do that anymore, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that conclude your thoughts on Melanie's calls?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the report. We do appreciate that. Let's take one more call. This is Eric with his final observations from his return to Vegas.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Michelle. This is Eric from Charlottesville calling one last time, wrapping up my 6-night trip in Vegas with some thoughts on downtown. I did not stay downtown this trip, so I just went down there for an afternoon and evening. I had the Uber drop me off at Atomic Liquors. Somehow, in 40 trips to Vegas, I had never been to the Atomic. So I fixed that. It was just as I expected it, kind of a classic dive bar, neighborhoody kind of bar, the sort of place that if it were in my hometown, I'd be hanging out quite often. So I had a great old-fashioned there and a beer and talked with the bartenders a little bit and then moved on down to Fremont, popped in at Banger Brewing to have a pint of El Jefe, as I posted on the Facebook group. That beer is just so, so good and a great place. Their little outside patio isn't huge, but if you can get a seat out there, a great place to watch the ridiculousness of Fremont Street walk by.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Banger Brewing is the best thing
at
Neonopolis. I know I usually try to avoid with the best and mm-hmm. say my favorite thing, but
yeah.
It's Neonopolis, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the best thing at Neonopolis. Mm-hmm. Not that big of a stretch. I'm glad that place has stuck around for as long as it has, because you never know, especially because of Neonopolis, mm-hmm. you never know if something like that is going to stick around. And
that El Jefe is delicious.
It's really good beer. So when he posted that on the Facebook group.
You were thirsty.
And I think that was maybe the first thing that he posted from mm-hmm. his trip, and I'm just like, oh, man. Yeah. I'm there with you in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then made it down. I poked into the D just for a minute, but then I made it down to Circa, which was my primary purpose for coming downtown. I had not yet seen Circa, and it is, as described, absolutely amazing. It's obviously the class of downtown, and it's equal to or better than most properties on the Strip. That sportsbook is the best place I can imagine to watch a game or multiple games. You've got those beautiful big screens. You've got easily available video poker. You've got really solid drink service. I can't imagine a better place to watch sports. I did see Derek Stevens sitting down in his reserve seat at the left end of the sports book. He was in a little roped off area with some other people, so I did not make my way over to say hello. I went to 8 East for dinner. I had to, my first trip to Circa, I had to see what all the fuss was about. I thought, maybe this place and especially the brisket fried rice won't live up to the hype, but oh my God, did it ever. It was absolutely amazing. That was one of the best meals I've ever had. I'm still thinking about that brisket fried rice right now. I also started off with the pork belly bao, which were very good on their own, but I mean, compared to the rice, nothing really matched up. So that was absolutely amazing. In general, Fremont Street was absolutely insane on Friday night. There were multiple stages of live music. Lots of street performers out there in the circles, just kind of a crush of people, hard to move in between the properties. If I were down there and it looked like that, if I were staying at Circa, I'd stay in a little cocoon of Circa and I wouldn't leave at all. So anyway, just a fantastic time overall, a great almost week in Vegas after 3.5 years away. Really, really needed it. Really great to be back. Thanks to both of you and your podcast for helping me keep the obsession alive for a while. And thanks to a lot of the crazies on the Facebook group for sort of helping me keep the obsession relevant while I wasn't going in person. Again, thanks so much for you do. Really appreciate for all you do. Really appreciate it.
What a wonderful support group we have through all of this. It's been really nice. Like, there have been several comments like that about that this has been part of what kept them in the Vegas-y mood when they couldn't go over the pandemic. That just makes me really happy. Aww. So thank you for those comments, and I'm glad that you were able to get back.
Yes.
All right. We've got a few karma donations that came in from PayPal this week before we get out of here. Mark with a karma donation for a trip that is happening right now, I believe. Traveling from the UK. First trip since December 2019.
Oh, have a wonderful time.
Awesome. Another international return. So happy to hear it. Hope that your trip is amazing. Kenneth with a 5-night trip at Luxor for the wife and his wife. That is happening in a couple days as well. They're going to Silk Sonic. You're going to have a great time from what we hear. Rod Stewart as well, if he's alive. That's his comment, not mine. Although, yeah. Hoping for better luck this time, as the last trip was brutal. Thanks for the show. Listening is the highlight of my Monday.
Aw.
That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate
that. Have a good trip.
Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Brian and Leslie in Lincoln, Nebraska, celebrating their 25th anniversary during this year's annual trip coming up later in May. They were married at Excalibur. Hey, we were too.
We were too.
On October 25th.
I wonder if they had the same officiant.
Yeah, did your officiant look like Wolfman Jack? Ours did. I bet it was. Same era, 1996. Ours was 1997.
Yep.
A few months apart. Yep. In need of some extra good karma for more years of marriage, happiness, and gambling luck.
All right.
I wish all of those things to both of you. Congratulations and have a wonderful time. Finally, Barra with a karma donation. Fingers crossed for some good karma on our trip starting today, May 14th. We'll be staying in Vidara for the first time. Hope you love it. That's
yeah. It's a great, nice property.
It's a little gem. I like that place. I can't thank you enough for making me laugh each week. You both can even make years of extreme fuckery tolerable.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Hope you had a wonderful trip. And thank you to all of you guys for your support of the show. We do appreciate it. As always, the website is 500bymidnight.com. Dear Tim and Michelle questions can be emailed to us at 500@gmail.com. And, of course, the voicemail line. Give us a call. We'd love to hear your reviews and reports at 702-866-9494. Thanks for listening. We will be back soon with another show. And until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.